USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Arizona Senate voted Tuesday to outlaw abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy, moving before a highly anticipated Supreme Court decision that could bring changes to abortions in the United States. Senator Nancy Bartow, the Republican sponsor of the bill, said the state has an obligation to protect life. Democrat Senator Martin Cazada said the reality is that we're making life harder for the people that need the most help in our society. President Biden on Tuesday insisted that Moscow's concern that NATO's expansion is a security threat is unfounded and addressed the citizens of Russia, saying, "You are not our enemy, and I do not believe you want a bloody, destructive war against Ukraine."
We are ready with diplomacy to engage in diplomacy with Russia and our allies and partners to improve stability and security in Europe as a whole. And we are ready to respond decisively to Russian attack on Ukraine.
We are USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
As Americans are becoming more wary of inflation and the attack on their buying power, more bad news has come out.
Wholesale inflation in the United States exploded again last month, rising 9.7% from a year earlier, in a sign that price pressures remain high at all levels of the economy. The Labor Department said that its producer price index, which measures inflation before it reaches consumers, jumped just over 1% from December. The year-over-year increase was down from the record 9.8 recorded in both November and December, but was well above what the Biden administration's economists were expecting. Last week, the government reported that inflation at the consumer level has already soared in the past year at its highest rate in more than four decades. From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
The families of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting announced Tuesday they have agreed to a $73 million settlement of a lawsuit against gunmaker Remington. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
President Trump's 2016 campaign advisor, George Papadopoulos, told Newsmax that panic is beginning to settle in for Hillary Clinton, the Democrat Party, and mainstream media regarding the latest findings in the Durham investigation.
What I really think, if you're Hillary Clinton, the Democratic Party, or their allies in the mainstream media, then panic is certainly beginning to settle in. Even before these new damning revelations by John Durham, Joe Biden's approval rating had hit a fresh low. And now you have this bizarre attempt to simply whitewash the last 4 years with the media not even covering it for 5 minutes. And what this showcases to me is that there was a tremendous collusion between not only the Democratic Party, but the Clinton campaign and likely the upper echelons of the Obama administration with the media to ascertain a falsehood that not only upended America for 4 years, but almost single-handedly destroyed a presidency. I can tell you, Grant, as somebody who was thrust into the fire of a coup attempt, what this was. There was simply no basis, factual basis, to launch an investigation, let alone to continue it.
President Trump says the Department of Justice should absolutely declassify remaining Trump-Russia probe records after Durham's court filing. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.